Kyra Jewell-Lingo also talks about and says, this practice of equanimity can give us great courage. The Buddha said that when you have equanimity, you have a mind of immeasurable peace. And when you have immeasurable peace, you have freedom. And when you have freedom, you're not afraid. And there's a film about Oscar Romero, who was the Archbishop of El Salvador during a time of dictatorship there. And there's a movie about his life. And in one scene, the military has taken over this church in San Salvador, and Romero insists on entering the church. And the soldiers point their guns at him. And the commander fires the machine guns at the altars. And Romero says, if you must, then shoot me. And there are a few hundred congregants standing outside. And then following Romero, they move together toward the church. And the rows of soldiers with their guns cocked and pointed at him. In the wake of this, he keeps advancing peacefully towards the church. And finally, the soldiers lower their guns, and everyone walks into the church quietly. And in the face of that level of equanimity, that level of non-fear, the soldiers back down. And not everything is that dramatic, but you can feel the power of his equanimity and his purpose, that this is what's right. This is what I will do. And it doesn't depend on what you do to me. So for a moment, feel into your deeper intention purposed right now. It could be in your family, in your practice, in the world. It doesn't need to be grandiose. And then feel for all the others who share that same dedication to that very thing. Like, practice open, broadening awareness to include all the others who in this very moment share your commitment. And feel that. You know, there's a reason that the Buddha said the Sangha is the whole of the holy life. Because when we have shared purpose and intention, it is so powerful. For equanimity, for courage, for compassion.